Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest in the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today's a very special episode. I have Dave Andrus on the line. He is a serial entrepreneur, an author, a coach, and also the host of the newly released podcast series that I'm so proud to announce that we're publishing on Mission Matters Podcast Network. It's called Scaling Your Business. Dave, hey, just want to say welcome back on the show.
Adam, no, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it. You know, I always appreciate the interviews and us chatting. So thank you very much.
All right, Dave. So this is big news. So when I think about scaling your business, like you're the guy I want to talk to as a serial entrepreneur. You've done a lot. We'll go into some of that in a moment. But we're going to start this episode the way that we start them all with our Mission Matters Minute. So Dave, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Dave, what mission matters to you?
My mission matters is something where I'm creating a legacy for not only my family, obviously, but everybody who is here with me along the ride. So you're my staff, my members, my clients. I just really want to create a home to where everybody will always have a place to go to, my family, their family, whether that's in fitness-wise or all my other business entities. It's really to create that legacy for all of us and share along with us. So,
yeah, excited to have you on the show today. I mean, we've worked together in the past. We've published a book together, and great content. And then now we launched the podcast. But I want to, maybe some of the newer listeners didn't catch some of our previous work and episodes together. So maybe start off with just a little bit about your background as an entrepreneur.
Sure. That started about 25 years ago. So I'm dating myself a little bit. But, you know, last 25 years, I've really come from the school of hard knocks. I really have no formal education. I believe on self-educating myself. And I've definitely taken risk, taking the highs and taking the lows. Yeah. But over the last 25 years, I've been fortunate enough to start and scale over a dozen businesses. Currently, I have 8 businesses in my portfolio in 3 different industries, so I'm super fortunate to come along the ride with so many opportunities.
Yeah, Dave, and that's why when you proposed your topic overall, a scaling your business, to me, I mean, a lot of people that book smart, maybe they learned something in school, which I'm not against, right? But like, have they done it themselves? Have they gone through the trenches? Have they ridden, you know, the ups, the downs, the sideways, everything in between? You know, you said 25 years and dating yourself, I say you went through multiple downturns, like, you know, the tech bubble, right? The housing crisis, 2008, tech bubble, I think 2002. Mm-hmm. I mean, you went through multiple cycles and you've grown and you've seen changes. And now going into, you know, we're recording this in 2022, you know, whether we're in a recession, all the other things that could be happening due to the pandemic and otherwise, like there's, you know, this knowledge I think is timely. It's always going to be needed. And then you choosing this topic and that being what you wanted to actually, the type of content you wanted to create. I was excited. I'm like, yeah, Dave is the guy I want on the line when it comes to scaling a business. So what is your concept overall for the show? Like, what's your vision? And I know, by the way, it's a newer show, so we just launched, but I had to have you on. And I know shows evolve over time, but what's your vision as of this moment? Like, what are you thinking?
So, you know, in school, we have about 14,000 hours of education. Yeah. From first grade, kindergarten to as a senior. Along that road, I've never had anybody take my hand and say, hey, this is how to start a business, whether it was my parents, whether it was my educators. And then when I got out of school and going a little bit of college, I started, same thing. There was nothing to teach me kind of life in general. So I wanted a platform where I can interview people and talk with individuals who not only are business owners, but in every industry and every different level, whether you're an entry-level employee, whether you are the CEO and everything in between. I really want to gain the experience from those individuals or just kind of hear what they've gone through, whether their successes or whether their downfalls and how they've overcome those obstacles. Mm-hmm. and give that a platform to where other people can relate a lot more and understand kind of where they were going and where they came from. And maybe that can help them along the way. So again, you know, I've always learned from kind of other people's experiences. I've never had, you know, someone take me by the hand and say, this is how you handle this type of situation. So ultimately, that's what I want to do is bring multiple individuals together in all walks of life and create a platform where people can learn from it.
All right. So now that you've kind of crossed over to the other side, you know, we've done interviews in the past, right? Yeah. And you were on one side of the mic. Now you're on the other side of the mic and you're the one asking the questions. How does that feel? Like, tell me about the experience.
That is definitely a different experience, you know,
it's different.
Right. As you are the interviewee, it's easy because you could just talk about yourself. As an interviewer, you really have to listen a lot more, understand, hey, do I go back to this? Or, you know, do I answer this question in a different way to get a different response and how to tie it all back together? So your ear has to be very keen for sure.
Tell me a little bit about your creative process, like just about how you come up with show ideas or topics or guests, like just a little bit more about what goes through your head when you're making content.
Sure. Well, luckily, in all my industries, I've networked with a lot of people, which is great, too, is because, like I said, they're not just business owners. They're all walks of life. So I like to find interesting people that have great topics. Ultimately, someone that is just a very humble person I like to talk with. So that kind of starts the pace off. And then from there, I really try and keep it an open kind of conversation. I try and dig in a little bit deeper. So it's not just superficial questions. I really want to get into why did this happen? What did you do? How exactly did you this? Walk me through the process. So a little bit more detail so people can relate a little bit more. I think when you get down and dirty a little bit more and gritty, people can really relate to another level. So that's kind of my thought process going through the interview. But definitely picking out individuals that I think are have a good story and are very humble for sure.
All right. So this next question, it's definitely a curveball. It's kind of tricky, Dave. Great. But you got to tell me, are you having fun?
I love it. You know, in all my experiences with you and from writing books and being podcast hosts, I never would have thought that. And I've been really nervous and even stepping outside of that box for myself. But every time, you know, I was approached with something new, I knew I was nervous. And I said, this is exactly why I should do it. And podcasting was one of those things. And it's amazing how I just enjoy it so much. I took my nervousness and fears and kind of pushed them to the side a little bit. Still have them as I'm going because it's a little new. But it's just an exciting experience. And it's more of an opportunity for me to even learn and grow from other individuals and hearing their stories. So it helps me on along the way as well. So I love it.
Yeah, I love that you bring up that word fear, because actually I just submitted an intro for one of our upcoming books that'll come out later this year. And that's what the whole intro is about, and how fear a lot of times keeps people from creating content. And I am still susceptible. I've been susceptible in the past, and I could think about, you know, it's kind of tricky. You have people that are watching you or have feedback or opinions. And once upon a time, like, that was only for what? Celebrities, athletes, people like that. Right. Yeah. But over time, as we all became brands and as entrepreneurs and as business people, you know, I'm not saying don't do this, but just going to your local chamber of commerce, like, do that. But it's not what's going to get your brand possibly global or even national or even, you know, to spread throughout even your state or city anymore. Right. So it, like, 100%. Things have changed and there's so much opportunity and there's so much that you can leverage. But, you know, getting that fear thing, I like to acknowledge it. Some people would say it's not real. I think it's real. It's in the middle of my ears and it 100%. Feels real. Whatever the chemical reaction is, it's real. I just recently, and we were talking about this earlier, I just recently got over or am working through and getting over my fear of TikTok. I haven't really done a lot of streaming but I haven't done a lot of really short form content in the past. So that's a different thing to do. So you might say to yourself, okay, Adam, you can talk on a podcast and you're streaming live, right? And you talk a half an hour, 45 minutes. Well, that's one skill set. Trying to create something interesting that's less than 60 seconds, whole nother skill set, man. I was like a deer caught in headlights on that one, Dave. I'm watching it and I'm like, come on, Adam, just put it out. Who cares?
Listen, I saw your first TikTok. Your first TikTok looked really good. So, but
you're kind. But either way, I was shocked. But you know, why do we do it? So then the whole and in this chapter and in the book, what I'm talking about is really more so not the shocker. It's not a shocker to say, okay, we can all turn on a phone and we can all create content. It's more so the why of creating content. It's basically saying that, you know, it's, you don't have to do that. But if you have this knowledge, if you have all these things that you wish that maybe you knew earlier on in your journey, why wouldn't you pass them on? And if you 100%. Think that you maybe don't have a story to share or something to tell, just understand this. So, and I talk about this in the book, is that Dave, for example, you and I, we can both do the exact same interview and interview the same person and have the same topic, and it will be 100% a different interview. It's all going to be different because that energy, that reaction, it's something magic that happens from it. So that's why I tell people, like, don't get in your head on this part about, okay, it doesn't look like this, or it looks like that, or it sounds like this, or it sounds like that. Just understand that on the other end of that, like, there's an audience, there's a person, there's a man, a woman, a child, there's somebody out there, a young adult, whatever, that's looking into entrepreneurship. There's somebody out there that may benefit from your knowledge. So why keep it in, right? Get it out.
I agree 100%. And just to piggyback off of that is, you know, everybody has a story.
Yeah.
And it's kind of up to us to pull that out, right? And mm-hmm. and the different ways, like you said, we can both interview, but maybe you could pull something out that I couldn't. But man, everybody has a story and everybody mm-hmm. walks a different path. And that's what I love. I you know, yeah. that's in general, that's why I love networking with people and listen to people's stories. And, you know, again, I try and learn from it as well. So,
yeah. And so as you go forward, and I'm not putting you on the spot on this one, but like as your show evolves, because I, you know, it's a newer show. And so scaling your business, I definitely want everybody to go subscribe to it. And we'll put links in the show notes. And it's easily, you can easily find it on our website as well. But what's your vision for the show going forward? Like, what kind of things do you think you want to present and bring to the table?
The vision, again, is continuing to do what we're doing, but take it to a bigger scale. And when we look at scaling, even the podcast is opening ourselves up to the people that we have interviewed for more live interaction, more feedback, and really growing that community so more people can take advantage of us and more people can tell their stories. Hmm. Ultimately, I love to have a platform where we're just a community base that we could say, hey, I know this person, or we all know each other. This happened to me today. This happened to me today. This is what I'm going through. So we can ultimately have a platform where we can ask questions, you know, on a daily basis, you know. Mm-hmm. So I that's part of building the community. That's part of building the network. But I really want a place to where, again, humble individuals mm-hmm. that aren't afraid to tell their stories, because we all know we're helping and we all know we walk a different path. But to share that experiences to where we can all, again, come together. And again, have that on a daily basis where, you know, I can talk to Adam on a daily basis or shoot him an email and say, hey, I'm going through this. I related well through you. And can you help me through this? And you could shoot it back and help us all out. So I think that I know that community's coming. I think, you know, it's just going to take a little bit of time, but I'm excited to have that for sure.
So I know you're a big community guy, and I know at least in your fitness business and in some of the others, I don't know them all. I know you got a lot, but like, what has community meant to you in business? Because I'll be upfront, I was late to the party on that one. As a financial advisor and being in finance, it was kind of, at least my experience, may not be everybody's, but my experience, you know, almost 14 years, was that's a pretty like solitary sport, right? You have your book of business, you have your clients, you are fiercely loyal to your clients and always looking to protect them and to stay ahead of anything that could, you know, potentially harm them. But other than that, like, you don't have a community necessarily outside of it. So when we started Mission Matters and some of the other things, and just some of the projects like Chirag, so the other co-founder here, he was the community guy, because all he'd done before is build communities, right? So and different platforms and things in media and otherwise. So he knew. And I was kind of late to the party on that. I'm glad he finally convinced me over time. And it wasn't more so him, it was more so individuals like yourself, Dave, that were teaching me along the way as I was learning by giving podcast interviews and witnessing how others were acting within a community and thinking to myself, oh man, you know what? You were right. They were right. What has community meant to you?
Community has been everything for all of my businesses. Even starting 25 years ago, to me, you really have to make a sound foundation of one, yourself, and be one, just yourself, be honest, have integrity. And that starts the ability to network and you come who you hang around and kind of the laws of attraction. You attract other people that are humble and have a good foundation and then are honest individuals. And then the ones that are not, you can definitely weed those out. But you start building the community based on that. You network based on that. And those people know people who know people. And ultimately, it's a group of individuals coming together with commonality and that have similar goals and similar values that you push for to grow even bigger and bigger and bigger. So obviously, in the fitness center, that plays truth every single day. As we're building the bigger community and we're doing more outreach and trying to expose ourselves to more individuals that want to learn about health and fitness. But as you build that community, people want to be a part of it and it's contagious. You know, if you build it the right way, I truly think that people want to be a part of it. And that goes, you know, for the fitness industry. You know, I also have co-working centers, so it's a membership base. So it's same type of individuals. We all have a common goal. In the end, when we do business, whether you are an employee or an employer, we all want to get better and build a bigger business because that we're productive and we're obviously showing our worth. But in that end, in our co-working centers, we all collaborate and come together and we build a community that way. You know, so it just, again, that's, you know, it's kind of like positive energy creates more positive energy, you know. So I'm excited for that. Community has always been a part of my my outreach and what I try and accomplish. So again, even with the podcast, more than ever, that's going to be a bigger straw on pushing and gaining more of a foundation for community.
If you were to go back to that Dave that was, let's just say, just getting started, that 25 years ago, just brand new entrepreneur, and give him some advice on entrepreneurship, what kind of things would you tell him? I know that's a big one.
Yeah.
No.
<I'm> sorry. Man, you can make me tear up on this one because, you know, in the beginning, you're very, one, you're very scared. At least I was. I'm not going to say everybody. I was very scared, but I also fell into people's ether a little bit. Mm. You know, and, you know, someone says you could do this and, you know, have all these big dreams and just create. And you're so hungry and you want that drive. You have that drive and you want it. You want to taste it. You want to feel it. Yeah. Some points, I think, you know, if I could see myself back then, it's just slow down. Let's think about things. Let's do it the right way. Mm-hmm. You know, and ultimately, I don't even know the right way. I just jumped right in. I still just jumped right in. But it's definitely to have a stronger head on your shoulders and don't be so gullible. I would say that for myself. But listen, I still say dive in, but do it with a stronger sense of knowledge and education. And that's always been where I'm at now is still continue to educate myself so I can make smarter decisions and better decisions and take advantage of opportunities when I see them. So good, man. That's a great question. Yeah, that was
use it, scaling your business.
You're darn right. You know, absolutely. That's what I'm looking for. Is I have that written down now. I am putting that on my interview question for sure.
It's all good. And I like that you said the idea of like taking your time and slowing down because I feel like just pressure in this, you know, immediate society, whether it's social media or otherwise, instant gratification. Like, I mean, the idea and the concept even of like, I would argue an apprentice, right? If we think about an apprentice or apprenticeship, once upon a time, I mean, I don't know, don't quote me, but Benjamin Franklin time, like you're like 5-7 years into an apprenticeship before you can even like, do that printing press or whatever, like you can't even like do certain things until this long, like apprenticeship phase. Yep. And so now that is kind of shortened and we're kind of almost in this, like, I mean, the benefit is that you get to kind of try some things, you know, faster to decide if, oh, okay, you know, I'm glad I didn't do an apprenticeship on that one. I actually hate that. I don't want to do that for the rest of my life. Right. Where in the past, maybe you were stuck. So now you have that, but then on the other side of that, there's this like pressure that it can be real financial pressure. It could be a lot of different types of pressure. It could be mental, just in our head, but there's pressure to make things, to perform faster, quicker, better. 100%. And that's, as a collective, I feel in the entrepreneurial community specifically, like we carry a big weight on that one. Sure. And the concept is like, you don't have to have it all figured out in the beginning. I'm probably 20 businesses. And if we're counting since I was a kid, before Mission Matters was figured out and is being figured out, right? It's always evolving. Like, we don't want to die on the vine as an old media company. We want to keep reinventing ourselves. So the idea being that it's okay to not have it all figured out all in the same, right?
I totally agree. And that's kind of where I was coming from that mental pressure too, just in the beginning. And like you
very
said,
real. It's very real. And
internships and apprenticeships that's years. But when you start a business, all of a sudden people say, well, are you making any money yet? Are you making any money yet? Oh, it's not going to work. You haven't done this. I mean, give me a little bit of time, getting in the business, you have that pressure and people asking, well, how are you doing? And things don't always happen overnight, so that mental pressure for sure and financial pressure, everything. Yeah. It's like, am I going to do this? And is this working right? And, and why am I not making any money? Right. Maybe these people are right. It's not going to work, so you're 100% right. I mean, that pressure is pretty tough. Just slow it down a little bit. It's going to take a little bit of time and we'll get there.
Yeah. For sure. And a lot of times that pressure can come from very well-meaning people that haven't been on that type of journey, right? Yep. Because the entrepreneur journey, if you tell an entrepreneur that's seasoned or that's been through enough pain in their life, I mean, I can claim I've been through a certain amount as an entrepreneur for sure. Nothing's been easy. And any entrepreneur I'm talking to who's, let's just say, got some years in them or is a little weathered, they know. And they're going to be there to empathize and, hopefully give you some words of wisdom if they've gone through it or not. And I mean, but it's always going to come back on the entrepreneur, the business owner, what advice they want to take, what they don't want to take. They're going to have to sift. And over time, your radar for what's going to work out right for you will ultimately your North Star or your guidance, whatever keeps you on the path that you feel you should be on, like that'll develop and it'll continue to get better and better over time. I can say that, you can have, like I said, with the interview comparison, I was making the same things for business. You and I could start the exact same business, have the same playbook, and it's still going to be different. It doesn't matter. Why? Because we're going to have different feels, different personalities. We're all the humans that are involving all have their own energy they bring to the table, right? And that culmination of all our energy, I mean, that's what ultimately, and the output of the products, of course, that's what's going to make the magic in a business, in my opinion, going forward.
For sure. Agree, totally.
So Dave, first off, it's been great having you back on the show. I can't wait to see more episodes out of you or hear more episodes out of you and just more content. I mean, again, honor and a privilege to publish them and to distribute distribute your podcast content. So I just have to ask, I mean, what's next for you? What's next for you as a brand, your businesses? What's next?
So brand and expand, right? So that's the ideas. We have an opportunity now to take another business of ours. We have an express coffee shop. We are licensing that out. So we have the opportunity to take that globally, which is pretty exciting.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's huge to take it to another market, not only another market, but a global market. Mm-hmm. And then continue with the brand. I really do enjoy the podcast. So keep that going. And obviously continue to grow the fitness centers and continue to grow the co-working spaces. Also help as many people as I can along the way and serve my clients and my members to the best of my ability. And keep networking, keep building the community for sure.
And if somebody's listening to this and they want to connect and follow up with you or your team, what's the best way for them to do that?
My website, davidandrus.com. That shows all of our social media outlets, our email as well. So that's the best contact way. It's just David Andrus, DavidAndras.com.
Fantastic. And we'll put all that information in the show notes so that our audience can just click on the links and head right on over and check out your site and connect. And then speaking of the audience, don't forget, hit subscribe on Scaling Your Business Podcast. Easy to find. We'll put a link below. Well, it'll be on our, it's already on our website published. Dave has his own podcast page there. And also, of course, it's on Apple, Spotify, you name it. It's all over the place. So very easy to find. Just type in Dave Andrus, hit the search button, and you'll find it pretty easy. If this is your first time overall listening to a Mission Matters podcast episode or episode and engaging with the platform overall, just to let you know, we're all about bringing on mission-based individuals and having them share their mission, why they do what they do, their experience, their lessons, like how can we all learn and grow from that content. If that sounds interesting or fun or like content that you want to consume, then hit that subscribe button, because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Dave, again, been so much fun having you back on the show. Can't wait till the next time we work together.
For sure. Adam, thank you so much for everything you do and give to us as well. So I appreciate it. So thank you very much, brother.